Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
So, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, just took the Tacoma off-road, deep into the woods, got to this hidden campsite only it could reach.
Nice. I hooked up the boat to the Tundra and hit up the lake. Towed it like a pro. Had the whole lake to ourselves.
Hey, wait, did I mention I went rock climbing too? Uh-huh, yeah, thanks to the Tacoma's crawl control.
Well, sounds like we both had fun weekends.
Mine was better.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built for all the fun. Test drive at your local Toyota dealer or visit toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places. Feature availability differs based on trim. See toyota.com for details.
I'm going to put you on, nephew.
All right, Unc.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Miss, I've been hitting up McDonald's for years. Now it's back. We need snack wraps.
What's a snack wrap?
It's the return of something great.
Snack wrap is back.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with 2 locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
This is Caden Prescorn.
This is JJ Pete Gies.
Hey everybody, this is Jackson, our Ole Miss quarterback. You're listening to the Red and Blue Crew with Dave and Brad.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Hello, everyone. Brad Logan here for the Red and Blue Crew podcast. David Johnson is off today. We'll have full coverage for you from SEC Media Day. We'll hear from Lane Kiffin. I had a chance to join Brett Norsworthy on Sports 56 and also had a chance to join Tommy Kraft and Ty Richardson on HitThatLine.com. That's, of course, ESPN Arkansas, talking all things Ole Miss. And when you look at SEC Media Day, I think for Ole Miss, it was a banner day. It was a lot of quiet confidence. It was a lot of Ole Miss feels really good about where they are. And looking at where Ole Miss is right now with his quarterback situation, offensively, I think things are in great shape. The schedule looks really good for Ole Miss. And I think more than anything, the questions that everybody has is going to be on that Ole Miss defense. You heard, or you'll hear, different people talk about where is Ole Miss going to be defensively. Well, as long as I think Pete Golding is over that Ole Miss defense, I think things will be in really good shape. Recruiting has picked up just a little bit. And, you know, it's been kind of a roller coaster this year in the offseason, but everyone knows that high school recruiting, in large part transfer portal recruiting and JUCO recruiting and all that good stuff, really doesn't crank up for Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin until the season gets going. And it took a couple of years, hand raised, here I am, to kind of figure that out, because I was very critical of Lane Kiffin early in his career, and but that came back to bite me. And so I'm definitely going to sit back and let things kind of play out. But when you look at what, by the way, the SEC did a phenomenal job in Atlanta. The College Football Hall of Fame was a great host, and it was a really fun event, and had a chance to get to see a lot of people, and it's always enjoyable. And I think you look at what the SEC is doing, and Commissioner Sankey talking about basically the SEC wants to be the flag bearer of college football, and in large part they have been. So definitely some things to watch as we enter the season, as we kind of barrel towards a super conference. I think, you know, Sankey said the word super conference, so, you know, that's a word being bandied about. But this whole world of NIL, and now the NCAA is coming in, and they're going to start legislating this thing, and if it's over $600, they're going to have to bring it through the clearinghouse, and so there's going to be more legislation, and I don't really oppose that. What I do oppose is that it's taken this long to get some form of legislation in regards to NIL and revenue sharing, if you will. I mean, you know, the amount of money that's going to be revenue shared, I think, number one, these athletes absolutely should be compensated without question. It's just everything that's kind of happened in between. But what does Ole Miss and Keith Carter and Chancellor Glenn Boyce and, of course, Walker Jones, the Grove Collective CEO, general manager, what have you, executive director, what do they do along with Lane Kiffin and the rest of the coaches? They just sit back and figure out the best way to put Ole Miss in the best position. And they've done that the entire time. And so I think for Ole Miss fans and from their standpoint, they should really put all of their trust in that collective group, because they have always put Ole Miss at the very front. Today's show, of course, is brought to you by our good friends at The Land Shark and The Velvet Ditch, two wonderful places to go and eat in Oxford, and they are proud sponsors here on the podcast, title and presenting sponsors, and we could not thank Lance and Jared Foster enough for what they do for us here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Also, the Hearn Law Firm. If you have a situation that you need any type of legal advice, John Hearn does a great job at the Hearn Law Firm. You'll hear more about them here in just a moment. They're also a sponsor here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Here's Coach Lane Kiffin in the local media availability from Atlanta in SEC Media Day.
Well, we're always going to work with our players. I think that we've done that for a lot of years, that our systems evolve. They move towards the exact players that we have that season. So we'll always work to do that, but I think the messaging and individual work and used to a coaching meeting, I think that's really, really great for us to be able to have all those guys back.
Now, we're only a couple weeks into this revenue sharing era, but have you guys already started to feel the effects in terms of team building and all those sorts of things, or is that going to take a little longer?
No, I don't think that athletic effects as far as team building or any of that. I think that I'll talk about it here in a little bit on the podium, but we basically have followed this structure of the cap that was coming that we were told was going to most likely be approved. If you go back to retention contracts from last year, and free agency contracts in the portal in January and then in spring. So we've been following that because that's what we were told most likely was going to be approved, and that there was any ways to enforce that and follow that. So I hope we don't get penalized for that, because obviously out there there's some people that aren't following that. And so what are the things that don't, or what are the penalties if you don't? And, do you win and then get penalized later? I don't know. So hopefully they're doing it the right way.
Have you noticed any changes on the high school recruiting side of things now that there is a rev share situation that's at least out there now? Or at least it's coming.
I really haven't noticed one as far as the numbers. The players are getting what's being floated out there. think that I can't speak for anyone else, you know, but I would think just you gotta have a structure. It's not just the way that it used to be of it. You just gotta sign the best players. You know, you gotta look at more as a roster and you know, where do you put your money as far as not just the positions, but you know, by grade. And so we put a lot of work into that. We, you know, were told this was coming and that this was gonna get passed. And so it did, and so we've just really been trying to operate, continue to operate that way. And it sounds good, but you know, if you don't have penalties, you don't have ways, or you know, certain states that can get out of this, then at that point, I don't know what good the system is at all.
How would you describe the chemistry of the team up to this point?
I think it's good. I think, you know, the players before set a really good standard and taught the young players really well, and then these guys have done a good job with the guys that come in. I think the staff coming back, as I mentioned, really helped with that.
With losing Kelvin and Alex, what kind of traits will you be looking for in their replacements? And I mean, the season's coming up, but what's the timeline on filling those spots?
You know, there's not a timeline. You know, we just try to find the best people, and unlike position coaches where it's an exact role and maybe the DB coach and stuff, you know, I think personnel and recruiting roles, those aren't exact. Those are a lot more, you know, as you interview people and you just find people that fit, not necessarily the exact skill set.
So how confident are you in the team's run game this season, and what changes were made in the offseason?
We'll see. I'm not ready to practice, you know, completely with this team, so I don't know that. We had some good linemen. The running back room was very different than a year ago, and so hopefully we'll be better at that. That was, you know, probably or really our one issue as our team as a whole that prevented us from, you know, going as far as we wanted to.
Austin seems like a pretty steady guy, but is there any, do you have to make sure that he doesn't try to do too much to replace Jackson?
Yeah, I think anytime, whether it's in the NFL or college, when you know, there's been a significant player at the position, especially quarterback, you know, you gotta be careful that, you know, next guy doesn't think he has to be him. Exactly, especially because Jackson was a great leader, but he was unique in how he did that in the relationships. And so Austin's gotta be himself and just really usually work more on his game, his improvement. And then, you know, we can help him on the other side.
Speaking on Austin Simmons, obviously going first year as the starter, have you seen anything a little bit different about how he's attacked this offseason?
Yeah, I think any time that once you got a chance to be the starter and you feel that, you know, you change a little bit. And he's done a great job. He's really led well, working on a lot of different stuff in the offseason. He's done a good job.
With the recruiting question that he asked, is this part of the calendar better or worse for taking the time to fill those spots and just where you are in the calendar?
Oh, with the recruiting?
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. It's unique timing. But since he's a good job for us, we should rest the luck and just figure it out.
As far as interest in those jobs, have you gotten pretty significant outreach from potential candidates and stuff like that? What's been the response so far?
Yeah, I think that people want to work in our program, and those guys, you know, moving on shows that people want to hire from our program. And so when that happens, you get a lot of interest from people because they realize, hey, it's a program where a lot of people are, you're learning a lot, and a lot of people are getting hired out of them.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
So, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, just took the Tacoma off-road, deep into the woods, got to this hidden campsite only it could reach.
Nice. I hooked up the boat to the Tundra and hit up the lake. Towed it like a pro. Had the whole lake to ourselves.
Hey, wait, did I mention I went rock climbing too? Uh-huh, yeah, thanks to the Tacoma's crawl control.
Well, sounds like we both had fun weekends.
Mine was better.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built for all the fun. Test drive at your local Toyota dealer or visit toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places. Feature availability differs based on trim. See toyota.com for details.
Finding ways to be financially savvy is a smart move, and knowing you could be saving money for the things you really want, like that dream home or new ride, is a great feeling. That's why the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you save when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Right off the bat, Brad Logan now joins us here live from Radio Row. Brad, when guys work for multiple outlets, what do you want to be known? What do you want to be introduced?
We're here with the Logan Media Network today.
Logan Media Network, yeah. Okay.
Here with the Logan Media Network. But I'm very blessed to where I work with a couple of different companies. But today, just kind of doing a little bit of everything. I want to say thank you for coming on today. I was able to meet Tommy in person, listen to the show a lot. Of course, I was able to come on with you, Ty, when Ole Miss and Arkansas played in Fayetteville.
Got pounded. Jeez.
And that was a lot of fun joining you, and always appreciate what you guys do at ESPN Arkansas.
The Richardson Media Network. It just doesn't have the same ring.
As Logan. Yeah. It's multiple syllables versus just one. Or I guess it's two, but it's better. Mine's too complicated, and no one gives a crap about that in Arkansas. But in Mississippi, Brad's name actually, you know, means something to people.
Well, so Ole Miss later today. Lane Kiffin, will he say something that will just make you go, what? I mean,
he will,
shake
Tom.
Your head, a little double take? I mean, that's kind of what we're counting on today.
Is he going to throw another coach under the bus inadvertently, but kind of passive-aggressive like he does online? So it's so funny, Tom. You know, you mentioned Lane Kiffin. He's someone that is completely different in person versus in a business standpoint versus what you see on social channels, whether it be fishing or eating or what have you, doing yoga, doing whatever Lane Kiffin does. So it's definitely an interesting, you know, follow on Twitter/Facebook/Instagram compared to what we do following him from a media standpoint, because it is interesting at the end of games. You really don't know if Ole Miss wins or loses. He never gets too high, never gets too low, and doesn't open up much. But my goodness, he's a really good football coach. You know, he's done something at Ole Miss they haven't done since the early 1960s under Coach Johnny Vaught, and that's win a lot of games, win 10 games. Obviously, last year we could kind of discuss how they were had the bull by the horn, so to speak, and then let that go against Florida, but won 10 games yet again, and he's done a lot of things at Ole Miss.
So let's zoom out a little bit. Rev share, I guess theoretically began July 1. We're waiting on courts and congressmen to, stamp off on all this stuff, but what's the attitude? What's the conversation been like? How has Ole Miss and the administration there approached this huge sea change in college athletics?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think as long as Keith Carter, the director of athletics, continues to do
Arkansas's
what
own.
He does, Prairieville, Arkansas, I believe.
Perryville, yeah.
Perryville, but as long as he continues to do what he does, and I know if you guys didn't see, he just signed an extension to continue as the athletic director at Ole Miss, and they're experiencing across men's and women's basketball, baseball, softball, Olympic sports, and of course football, and I think you look at where he, Glenn Boyce, which is the chancellor, we see the recent ruling from the NCAA about how now they want to get involved and say anything over $600 you have to report and goes before committee. So if you'll remember Lane Kiffin a couple of years ago with the transfer portal, the advent of that, and then we saw all this revenue share start talking, and Lane Kiffin stood right here at SEC. We need an NFL model. We need to make these players accountable. We need to either make them employees. We need to figure it out. And it's only taken 2 years before the SEC. We heard Greg Sankey a little bit ago, the commissioner, talking about how change, and why not the SEC to make that change. But, yeah, I do think Lane Kiffin and Keith Carter have a really good path for Ole Miss.
So this year, Ole Miss, we were talking about a little bit earlier, you lost a lot. You gained three Arkansas guys, I should say, and Luke Haz, Jalen Braxton, also Patrick Kudus. And at one point in time, I thought Braylon Russell was going to be in Oxford as well. What is the – with Simmons as the new quarterback, Arkansas's got them week three. Mm-hmm. That's like – good for Arkansas to find them early in the schedule, is it not?
I agree, and I think it's good for Arkansas that a lot of unanswered questions. Now, sure, we could talk about Austin Simmons, but I do think if you're an Ole Miss fan, you are somewhat excited because you've seen him with the light shined on him against Georgia last year when he drove the team down and scored the touchdown. So, but you get Ole Miss early, you get an opportunity to maybe get a pretty broken-up secondary. Ole Miss went to the portal hard, has four players they went to the secondary. One of those, of course, Braxton out of Fayetteville. So a lot of unanswered questions there. You look at NFL rosters, and it is littered with Ole Miss talent from the defensive line that's no longer in Oxford. So there's a lot of unanswered questions there. You got Deshaun Womack coming in from LSU. You got Prince Well Umanmielen, who is the younger brother of Prince Umanmielen. Both those players, whether it be Jared Ivey, J.J. Pegues, Walter Nolan, all those guys are in the league now. So, so many questions on that Ole Miss defense. Offensively, I think they're in much better shape. Maybe a little bit better than last year, depending on what we'll see with Jackson Dart. You know, Trey Harris got injured last year, one of their better receivers. So they were having to use walk-ons at running back. And this year, the running back room is much better. Got Logan Diggs that transferred in from LSU. But Shekai Mills-Knight, the freshman out of the state of Florida, comes in highly decorated, a four-star. Now, it's not easy to come in and be an immediate impact player as a freshman, but if there's anyone that can do it, I think he can. But to answer your question, it's all about defense for Ole Miss, how they're going to be able to stop teams. And I don't know right now.
I think Arkansas fans have a question about their wide receiver core, but when you look at Taylen Green, and I know last season, Jackson Dart had the game of his life, as did one Trey Harris. I'm forgetting the wide receiver that ripped Arkansas up.
Jordan Watkins.
Teammate-wise, how much does revenge play in the role, being that they got crushed last year, and then also you got three guys that jumped ship and went to Oxford? I mean, does that play a role, in your opinion, for the Arkansas
guys? I don't know, and I would love your thoughts, because I don't know that revenge plays a big factor, because there's no loyalty anymore. I mean, I say there's not. There's very little. I mean, I could point to maybe a couple of players on the team, but I don't know if they're substantial players that would be quote-unquote loyal to Ole Miss. I think it's just a new day in college football. Now, is there going to be some pregame shenanigans with Braxton and Kutas and some other guys?
Yeah.
Luke Haas, the tight end? Maybe, but I don't think so. I don't think Sam Pittman would allow it. I don't think Lane Kiffin would allow it either. I mean, those are two professional guys. I do think if you look at it from an Arkansas standpoint, I want to go back to your initial question a moment ago about where it falls on the schedule. I think depending on where Arkansas is in the latter part of the year, I think there are some hopes that Arkansas can kind of put it together. But I had a chance to visit with Tommy before to face Arkansas State. I don't care if it's a really likes the season, and he has to like the opportunity of playing a team out of the SEC at home in Memphis. I just, you know, the schedule really boggles me. So that's why I think it's such a big game for Arkansas when it comes to Ole Miss. Now, here's the key for Ole Miss. They can't allow to look past the Razorbacks because they're going to face a revenge game against Kentucky. Then they got to all of a sudden come home and face Arkansas coming here with a big old chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about, you know, the schedule, including that Kentucky game, which I think, you know, is a game that Ole Miss should win on paper, but you got to go to Lexington to get that W. But you got Georgia State, you got Tulane, Washington State, and the Citadel as the four non-conference games. That's why I think a lot of people are big on Ole Miss. It, you know, everyone feels like you ought to roll through that 4-0 pretty easy.
A couple of things I'm looking at on the schedule. Now, chalk never works, but had chalk worked last year, Ole Miss would be 10-2 or 11-2 and going to the playoff, or 10-2, whatever. They weren't. They were 9-3. And so, but if chalk prevails, you would think Ole Miss would be a favorite in all of possibly but two games. That would be LSU at home and then at Georgia. But chalk's never, it never works. There are two things I'm looking at on the schedule. Number one, you can't overlook Tulane. I'm telling you, John Sumrall is going to bring Tulane in here with everything they've got. It's after Arkansas comes to Oxford, so that's definitely a game. And it's got LSU the following week. That's an interesting dynamic. But to me, in order for Ole Miss to either have a good season versus a great season, all hinges on that game against the Oklahoma Sooners in Norman. Here's a key one, too. It's after Ole Miss goes on the road to face Georgia. They've got to immediately turn around and go face the Oklahoma Sooners on the road. And I can promise you, I have no idea what Oklahoma's record will be at that moment. But as we sit here at SEC Media Days, I can assure you they've got that one circled.
Because,
but who knows where Brett Venables will be at that point during the season.
Oh, that's the stretch right there. Georgia, OU, South Carolina, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Winning two of those probably sets you up for a pretty good year.
Yeah, depending on what happens in the earlier, if there's no landmines with Georgia, Arkansas, or Tulane, really a watch with LSU, you take care of business, we'll see what happens with Georgia. But it's Georgia, Oklahoma, South Carolina. Those are the three right there.
We're talking with Brad Logan, Logan Media Network, All Things Ole Miss. Brad, are you going to take a, we mentioned the Beyonce concert, MLB stuff going on right now, draft last night, you going to take in any of that this week at all?
Maybe via the social channels, but you know, I wonder if the SEC said, you know what, let's go to Atlanta and let's pick the busiest weekend of the year times three. Yeah. Anyway,
WWE.
WWE in town with Evolution, and then the Saturday night's main event, Bill Goldberg's last match. And then all of a sudden, you've got Beyonce with a handful of concerts, MLB. You know, unless you have a lot of money, the hotel situation downtown is absurd. But, hey, look, it's always a great event. The SEC does a great job. This year's no different. It's been a great time so far.
Yeah, and it's going to be an interesting few days, and the cost of an Uber isn't getting cheaper the next
even at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
right,
my Lord! All right, so you look in the state of Mississippi. Give us a little bit on Mississippi State as well. I know Ole Miss is the primary team, but you know, transition there. They're trying to get things figured out, and certainly coming off of here, that to me is that Arkansas game, Mississippi State is
huge.
It's huge for both programs.
I think. Oddly enough, Tommy, I think that is maybe the difference between 6-6 and 5-7 for possibly Arkansas, or it could be the difference in Mississippi State winning its only conference game because their home conference games are brutal. You know, Jeff Flaherty's an interesting dynamic. You know, you have to wonder if Blake Shapen does not get injured last year, do they win more games? So you've got that component. Secondly, they've got an incredible Kamario Taylor. And that's a name that no one really knows. They may know it later in the year, but he's a quarterback out of Knoxby County High School in Mississippi. It's about an hour south of Starkville. Incredible talent. Has been a lifelong Mississippi State fan. So you have a lot of fans right now. They're like, play him week one. And week one, by the way, gentlemen, at Southern Miss.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
When's the last time State opened in Hattiesburg?
You got to go back to the 70s and Jim Carmody and those
guys.
That
long?
Yeah, and Emory Ballard. But to me, it's all about if you beat Arkansas on the road and if you beat Southern Miss on the road, then that's the path to 6 wins in a bowl game. Lose those two, and I just don't know.
State doesn't leave the state of Mississippi till October.
Yeah.
In Hattiesburg, Southern Miss, and then 4 straight at home.
Yeah.
It will be a trip to A&M before they head out of state on October 4th for their first out-of-state game.
Look at Missouri, because I think Missouri, if I remember correctly, has a similar setup where they don't leave until October, right?
They don't leave till October 18th.
Yeah, I heard that either on your show or another show that Missouri is in Columbia for forever until it finally goes on the road.
The state, the city of Columbia, till when?
October. They don't play a game outside of Columbia till October 18th.
So the remaining road games is on the road.
Central Arkansas, so they'll play UCA, Kansas, UL Lafayette, South Carolina, UMass, bye week, Bama. They get Bama, Auburn, and don't laugh when I say Vanderbilt. We saw how good Vanderbilt was last year.
Yeah.
That's a critical stretch before another bye. And then, which one's tougher? A&M, Mississippi State, Oklahoma, Arkansas to end the year? Probably. But Bama, Auburn, Vandy in a row, not an easy track there.
No, it's not. And if you're looking, what are the
the last two of those road games.
Yeah, so if you're looking for Jeff Lebby, you're looking, how can we beat Ole Miss and how can we win 4 to 6 games? That's it. I mean, that's what you have to do. And in order to do that, I go back to Arkansas. I mean, the Arkansas game is huge for both Mississippi State and Arkansas, and the Bulldogs have to win week one to have any success this year.
Sandwiched between Texas and Georgia, too. Whew. That is not an easy draw.
No, they did not. That is a tough situation for that Jeff Lebby finds himself in. Well, Brad, we appreciate you stopping by our table and joining us this morning. I say pseudo. It's almost lunchtime, man. I'm getting a little hungry. I don't know about you.
It's been wild the first little bit, and it'll continue to get wild. This is always a great event. I can't say enough about how much fun it is, and it's a blast to join you guys today.
All right, Brad, good to catch up, and we'll see you later on during the season.
Look forward to it.
All right, Brad.
So, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, just took the Tacoma off-road, deep into the woods, got to this hidden campsite only it could reach.
Nice. I hooked up the boat to the Tundra and hit up the lake. Towed it like a pro. Had the whole lake to ourselves.
Hey, wait, did I mention I went rock climbing too? Uh-huh, yeah, thanks to the Tacoma's crawl control.
Well, sounds like we both had fun weekends.
Mine was better.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built for all the fun. Test drive at your local Toyota dealer or visit toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places. Feature availability differs based on trim. See toyota.com for details.
How many discounts does USAA auto insurance offer? Too many to say here. Multi-vehicle discount, safe driver discount, new vehicle discount, storage discount, legacy.
How many discounts will you stack up? Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/auto discounts. Restrictions apply.
I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Teams that spoke today. Now we got to talk the last. That would be the Ole Miss Rebels. And joining us now to talk Ole Miss, Brad Logan from On3 and Ole Miss Spirit. Brad, thanks so much for joining us. Good to hear from you again. A lot of talk about this Ole Miss team just outside of the playoffs last year. We know got to replace a good amount of production from last year, but they'll bring in Austin Simmons at the quarterback position. I know a lot of people excited about Austin Simmons. What excites you the most about the young quarterback?
Yeah, Brian, thank you and Brad for having me on today. It was a
I think he would summate this day was it was a good day. And if you ask Lane Kiffin, he would agree. And you look at what Ole Miss is returning on offense, and it all starts with Austin Simmons at quarterback. And we had a chance to visit with him today. But I don't know that I wasn't more impressed with Caden Lee. What he was able to talk about, not dissecting the offense, but just the way he talked about how Austin Simmons had control of the offense when Jackson Dart went down against Georgia, having him come in the latter part of the Gator Bowl. And it just feels like there's a familiarity there. And Caden Lee told a story that when he came in, he being Austin Simmons came in when Dart went down, he expected a fire and brimstone speech and all this. He didn't get anything. He just looked at everybody in the eye and said, we're going to score a touchdown.
Play ball.
And Caden said, well, throw me the ball. And he commenced to throw him the ball, and they scored a touchdown. So I think Ole Miss fans can look back and think that they have a really good offense being led by Austin Simmons. And to answer your question, I thought T.J. Dottery was good today. Bryant had a chance to visit with him. And there's no doubt there's a ton of talent in the NFL that played on this Rebel team last year. There are a lot of holes to fill. But T.J. Dottery is the guy that wears the green little notation thing on his helmet. That means he's the captain. He's the quarterback. He's the one that Pete Golding calls the plays into. So there are a lot of players on the back end of that defense, and it starts, I think, with Jalen Braxton, the transfer out of Arkansas. And he specifically called Jalen's name and how excited he was because Trey Amos is now playing for the Steelers in the National Football League. So a lot of good things happened today. The good news is, as you know and everyone knows, everyone's undefeated right now.
proud of it, and
a big day for Ole Miss for sure.
It was a good day. Caden Lee, one of the two offensive players here, and I would have Jordan Watkins on with me many times over the last few years post game, and I'd call him Mr. Reliable. But when Ole Miss needed that third and 13, he'd get 14, and would fight for the first down marker. I think Caden Lee will fill that void. He will very much be the new Jordan Watkins, and for me, I will always have a fondness and appreciation for Caden Lee, because in that despair of one of the most heartbroken locker rooms I've ever been a part of at Baton Rouge after the LSU game, there weren't many people volunteering to be on the postgame show with me. Caden Lee sat down from the offensive side and Chris Paul from the defensive side. That speaks to your character when you talk when you lose a heartbreaker like that.
It really does.
It was rough that night, Brad.
We were in the post-game press availability. And normally, Lane Kiffin, I make the comment a lot, that he never gets too high and he never gets too low. Obviously, everyone was really down, but Jackson Dart, to his credit, he came in and he was beat down. I mean, that was a hard loss for Ole Miss fans, especially down in Baton Rouge, a place that Ole Miss has had a little bit of
success. Had them beat all night.
Had them beat for sure. And, you know, you and I talked. Let's go back to Caden Lee a moment, Brad. And we talked pre-production here. I don't think he dropped a pass last year.
Zero drops.
And that's someone very you sure can handy. Build your offense around. And not only that, there's a familiarity there. And if you throw in the names like Harrison Wallace III, DeJon Stribling, this two senior transfers, you throw in Caleb Odom and Deuce Alexander, that wide receiving room all of a sudden, Brett, becomes really, really good for Ole Miss.
It does, and that has been a strength for the Lane Kiffin years. He always finds a way. We just did a segment called Big Number of the Day, and my big number was the 44 wins for Coach Kiffin at Ole Miss. 44-18, 62 games. At previous 62 games, Ole Miss was 30-32. He's made really hard, not look easy, but the expectations are there. And he's done it with establishing home field. I know the slip-up last year against Kentucky, but he's really turned Vaught Hemingway into a tough place to play.
Well, I encourage folks to go back and listen. In his opening presser, talking to in the big room, we say, as we like to call it, he talked some numbers, and those numbers I think in a large part kind of went over the head of a lot of people. But if you really dig down, you see that's success that Ole Miss has not had since the days of Johnny Vaught in the early 1960s, Brett. And there are not a lot of people around that can think favorably about those games back in the 60s. So it's absolutely a new day. But what I really liked about Lane Kiffin is he spoke specifically about his two parents that passed away. And that happened while he was in Oxford.
Dad last year, mom.
And he
this year.
Made a specific plea, or a thank you, I should say, to the city of Oxford, to the people of Ole Miss, and how much that he appreciated what they did for him during his time at Ole Miss. And I say all that to say this. You, being the Ole Miss fans, have a coach that not only is winning at a clip that hasn't been done since 1960, insert early year here, and he's happy. That's a really good recipe for success. And then you look at this year, if there's anyone that can get an Ole Miss defense to play well, it's Pete Golding. There's some question marks. I get it on the back half of the secondary. But that's – and I think a lot of Ole Miss fans are like, well, if they can score enough, defense won't play as much of a factor. Early on, that may be the case. Not so much the case.
But I don't want to get into make it, take it football.
And that's – you know, they're going to have to prove it to a lot of people because right now on paper – there's not a lot of shine on that Ole Miss defense.
Yeah. But that defense, though, up front, lost a lot on defense, but some names that a lot of people may not be familiar with, but in recruiting, largely in-state, Cam Franklin, William Eccles, Jeffrey Rush, Cam Beavers. They were bringing in Princewell, Umanimi Allen. They're replacing a lot with players that are ready to play.
Yeah, and one of those players, Brett, is Deshaun Womack, the junior transfer out of LSU. Mm-hmm. That's a very highly decorated player. You mentioned Franklin, Eccles, Rush, and I'll throw in Xavier Harris and Jamarius Brown.
Big X.
Those are guys that came in and had a lot of not mop-up duty, but they were kind of the second tier. They couldn't get on the field because of names like Walter Nolan, Princely Umanimi Allen,
Pegues,
J.J. Pegues, and Jared Ivey. So they'll get some early snaps. I'm not so sure the defensive line's the biggest question mark. I do think Ole Miss is going to have its issues. The front line of that secondary with Sage Ryan, Jalen Braxton, and Kapina Gashaikin is going to be okay. My thing is I don't know if the depth is there.
If you're good on the your defensive line, you're good in your linebacker core,
that'll
it
help.
Can make a secondary look a lot better.
It can.
If you're real bad up front, average at linebacker, and bad in the secondary, you're going to have to get in and make it take the games.
Yeah. That's right. We talked about the defense a little bit. Offense, we know, also replacing a lot of guys. Who are you most excited about offensively for the Rebels?
Honestly, I mean, everyone's talking about wide receiver, and everyone's talking a lot about the offensive line. I'm excited to see tight end Luke Haas, the junior transfer out of Arkansas.
Good answer.
You know, you start.
So you're two out of three on Arkansas transfers. Go ahead and go with the trifecta.
Let's go ahead and talk about Patrick Kudus. But no, I mean,
it doesn't make them very happy either.
No. Well, I mean, Luke Haas is a fantastic player. We saw what he did numerous times last year. But Daquan Wright's going to be hard to keep off the field too.
Yeah,
and he did not have a good game against Florida. Dropped a couple of.
Had a great bowl game.
He did have a great bowl game, but the Florida game is one that Ole Miss fans kind of look back on. But I think he's got some things to prove this year. But if I'm looking at one player, I think it's probably going to be Kawan Lacy, the transfer out of Missouri at running back, because Ole Miss can't put all of its eggs into the basket of Logan Diggs, a senior transfer out of LSU, because he's been injured. He did play in the bowl game. But if you remember, Brad, when he came back in and had the carry, he had that brace back on. He had taken it off when he came in to begin with. Shekai Mills-Knight, a freshman running back. I think we could see him early for Ole Miss. But, yeah, I think, Brian, Kawan Lacy, I think he's a player. He's a dude. He's one that Ole Miss really wanted. But, of course, he chose to go to Missouri. Now he's back in the fold. Lane Kiffin, I asked him today, Coach, if you could kind of go back and look at last year and kind of evaluate in the three losses, what could you change? What did you learn? He said, Brad, we've got to run the ball better.
With running backs.
And we've got to run the ball better when it's important.
Running backs between the tackles in those predictable run downs when it's third and two and everyone in Western civilization knows you're running it over the center.
Right.
You got to convert.
You have to. And, you know, we saw J.J. Pegues, and that kind of – the shine wore off in the latter part of the year, specifically down the stretch against
Florida.
And then
J.J. started wanting to kick everything outside.
Yeah,
no big fella. Straight ahead.
But, I think they can alleviate some of the issues they had with clutch running, I like to call it, when the money's on the line, when the game's on the line, can
when
you get
you
that first, second, for 1 or 2 yards to get that first down? So, yeah, Kawan Lacy, Ja'Kai Mills Knight. Don't sleep on Damian Taylor, the senior transfer running back. So the good news, the D word is back in the running back room. That is depth, and they've got it right now.
Brad, we talked about establishing the home field in Oxford. I know the slip-up to Kentucky last year. Kentucky outplayed Ole Miss that day.
No doubt.
Brian is my witness. Mm-hmm. I promise you that Monday. It's no excuses. It's no, you know, goofy bounces. It's none of that. Kentucky for that 3.5 hours was just simply better.
There's no doubt. And you look at that game, and it's just kind of perplexing how Kentucky fell apart in the latter part of the year. But Ole Miss was so close. If you remember on the goal line, Brett, I don't know if you're on the goal line or you're in the press box, but they fumbled the ball
into the end zone. South end zone. I was down there.
And then it just right
that
the
was
arm for that
bounce.
It was a funky bounce. And we talk about the long pass play on fourth down. And, yeah, they just beat Ole Miss. I can't say the same about LSU, though. I mean, Ole Miss just kind of handed that game. The voodoo of LSU, the voodoo of Tiger Stadium, it is absolutely real. I was in it. I was standing by you, and we saw it firsthand.
This year at home, have the Razorbacks at home, have Tulane, opening day, Georgia State, then the Razorbacks, Tulane in Oxford, LSU in Oxford, Washington State in Oxford, South Carolina in Oxford, the Citadel in Oxford, Florida in Oxford, 8 Oxford games for the first time in school history.
And 9 games in the state of Mississippi because you faced Mississippi State on the road on a Friday this year at 11 a.m. Central. I think to me, Brad, the difference between a good season and a great season happens on Saturday, October the 25th. Tell me what happens when Ole Miss goes on the road to Oklahoma, because I think, obviously, Ole Miss is going to be an underdog in at least 2 games this year, in my opinion, at Georgia and then LSU at home. Maybe an underdog at Oklahoma, depending on how they are at that point in the season. But I think if Ole Miss's chalk prevails, which it didn't last year, but let's say it prevails and Ole Miss goes 9-3, 10-2, I think that Oklahoma game could be the swing game. So definitely a game to watch for me.
Let's go bigger picture around the league. So much discussion about 9 games. I have said by now, if the SEC hadn't gone to 9 games, when are we? We had plenty of opportunity to. When, why, how does it happen?
I think you just said it. You know, Commissioner Sankey opened up with that today, talking about, you know, that's been a point question about when do we, the SEC, go to 9 games. Lane Kiffin made mention in the big room today about how a lot of people are talking about the SEC needs to go to 9 games. Well, a lot of these teams throughout the country do not play a schedule like the SEC, so therefore they don't need to go to 9 games. If they haven't done it, I don't know that they ever will. The question is he said the S word today, being super conference, Commissioner Sankey did, if the SEC is already a super conference, they go to 20 teams and you get 3 conferences at 20 teams apiece. I don't know where we're going, but we're going somewhere. But I thought it was really good today that he admitted that they talked about it. But like you said, they haven't done it yet, and it's still 8 games.
How good do you think the conference is this year? I think it's
top heavy. I mean, I think Texas and Arch Manning are going to be really good. I think Georgia's going to be really good. I think Alabama and Kalen DeBoer are going to be a lot better this year. Tennessee's going to be good. I mean, I think Ole Miss could be good. I think too much is just going on about that defense. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a top-heavy conference. But I think the middle is going to be really solid. Tell me what happens with Auburn. Tell me what happens with Florida. And tell me what happens with South Carolina.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with 2 locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part,
I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships, moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
So, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, just took the Tacoma off-road, deep into the woods, got to this hidden campsite only it could reach.
Nice. I hooked up the boat to the Tundra and hit up the lake. Towed it like a pro. Had the whole lake to ourselves.
Hey, wait, did I mention I went rock climbing too? Uh-huh, yeah, thanks to the Tacoma's crawl control.
Well, sounds like we both had fun weekends.
Mine was better.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built for all the fun. Test drive at your local Toyota dealer or visit toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places. Feature availability differs based on trim. See toyota.com for details.
Having the right people in your corner for life's biggest milestones makes all the difference. Like a friend who's there when you're house hunting or checking out a new ride, State Farm is there too, helping you choose the coverage you need. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you along the way. And with so many coverage options, it's nice knowing you have help choosing a plan that fits your needs, so you can continue celebrating all of life's milestones. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.